Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Today we have lots of chances for you to win $1,000 in our 12K a day national contest. Also, we have another pair of tickets for the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show, which is on Halloween, less than 2 weeks away at the Punchline in San Francisco. You have to be over 21 to win, and you got to wear a costume. We have a great costume contest every single year. And some of the prizes, a trip for two to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and two nights of lodging, tickets to Waitress, which is going to be at the SHN Golden Gate Theater. Can't wait to go to that. A wireless microphone system from Bananas at Large. Damn, I hope I win that. And tons of door prizes as well. Wireless microphone system.
That's a nice rig.
Dude, I am in. Thanks, Bananas. Ding, ding. Shame. You do have to be over 21. Parking's limited down here in the financial district, which is where the Punchline is, during the day anyway. At 5 o'clock, you can find plenty of spaces. But public transportation or ride sharing is recommended, Uber or whatever. And thank you to our friends at the Punchline San Francisco, celebrating 40 years of comedy all of October. The Punchline San Francisco is located at 444 Battery in downtown San Francisco. There is a parking garage underneath, but my assumption is that during the day, that's pretty much taken up. So lots of chances for you to win. The show's noon to 1, and the doors open at 11. We're doing a light lunch and no-host bar, which means you buy your drinks. We're not hosting it. Costume contest and all kinds of fun, scary surprises, including a short set from a very scary comedian, Scott Capurro. So 7:30, you have a chance to win those tickets.
Do you think that we can get him to do a stand-up at the Halloween show in his underwear?
Oh, that's a great idea. And we'll all get squirt guns.
Yeah.
We'll all get squirt guns.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Make it a wet underwear contest.
I don't know.
That he automatically wins because he's the only one up there.
But I don't know that we need to wet them. But it'd be fun. And he'd love it, wouldn't he?
Why don't you ask him?
All right, I'll do that.
Why don't you suggest that?
Yeah, we'll see him before the secret show.
Yeah, great. He's going to be on at some point next week. So, guys, yesterday, the juiciest of rumors was swirling around. And it's about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awful, if it was true, which I hate to say.
Oh, so you don't have confirmation?
We looked everywhere.
Okay.
We've been searching everywhere. And all we're finding is denials that this is the case. But I have to say, when I heard the rumor that someone clearly made up, someone decided this is what he did, as soon as I heard it, I went, oh yeah, that's what happened. Like, I just believe it.
Well,
on
it's
some
something
level.
An insecure guy would do.
Mm. Sure.
It's something a guy who's trying to literally, it's territorial pissings is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm planting my flag here, dude, just so you know.
Here's what I'm doing with her, and you're not doing it anymore.
So he texted the pictures to this Mac Miller kid who's already busted up because I'm sure, look, I don't know the guy's deal. I don't know him at all. I know if you're a puke, if you're a drunk or a drug addict, more than likely your person that's left you, they gave you more than enough tries to get your act together. So I'm sure he was already bummed.
Right.
Watching this new love bloom right before his very eyes.
And now the boyfriend is sending pictures.
Of them doing it is that's too much to, like, I hope it's not true for a bunch of reasons.
Well, because the guy wound up ODing.
Right. But the idea
after this would have happened.
That Pete Davidson is that guy.
Say the whole rumor.
So the rumor is that he was doing exactly what Vinny said, that he was torturing this ex-boyfriend of hers.
Pete Davidson,
who's was engaged to Ariana Grande, was torturing Mac Miller by sending these pictures of him, of her, naked, apparently, is what the story went. You know, intimate photographs of the two of them and saying, you don't have this any, there's no chance you're ever getting this back. This is mine now. This, as though she's an object. Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean. It's that territory. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. And the rumor was that after his death, his family got access to his phone and found these pictures and told Ariana. And they obviously know her. She was with Mac Miller for something like 2 years.
And supposedly, they grew to really love her.
Well, she's a very lovable person. Yeah. You know, she was probably doing all the right things for this person who clearly had problems, whether or not anything like this went down. This is a guy who she said, I tried. I did everything I could.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
can't be with that person anymore. And then shortly after they break up, he actually does overdose. That guy's no longer with us.
I'm sure plenty of people around them told Ariana, you got to go. Mm-hmm. You can't fix this guy and you need to stop trying.
Even his family was probably like, yeah, that's hopeless.
Yeah.
It's not
hopeless, but certainly if you see someone who keeps thinking they might be able to be this person's way out, that's wrong. You're not that person's way out.
She needs to find someone not broken, I think.
Well,
you know?
It would seem that she's sort of one of those people that's a
wounded animal
fixer.
Right.
I'll fix him. I'll change him.
Wow.
I'll make it once
he's fixed, I'll leave him, and then I'll find another wounded animal.
Yeah.
We only know the two. Maybe there have been some decent choices along the way.
Little Sean, Big Sean.
Oh, that was one of her.
She had him as a boyfriend for a while. A
while ago.
Obviously before Mac Miller.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. She's actually been around for quite a while. I love her brother. He was great on Big Brother. So anyway, everything points to denial in this, but God, what a juice. That came down yesterday. I was like, oh my God. No. Oh my God, we got to talk about this. Anyway, looks like I do have one other quick note about them. So she did a Wicked special, as in Wicked the musical about the life and times of the Wicked Witch of the East, mm-hmm. or the West.
Is that going to be a live TV thing for Halloween?
You know, it's an upcoming NBC special dedicated to the Broadway musical. So it's a special about the musical. It doesn't sound like it's the actual musical. Maybe just sort of like a celebration of the songs.
It was going to be on Halloween.
It doesn't say that here. It's October 29th.
Okay.
So Monday night. Mm. Next week for Monday. Mm-hmm. She performed The Wizard and I Tuesday in New York City. This was a pre-taped segment for this NBC special. And she has a Pete tattoo on her ring finger. And you can see that she's put a Band-Aid over it.
Mm.
And the special won't air for 2 more weeks. And I'm sure she's like, by then I for sure don't want Pete to be written on my... It was on her left-hand ring finger, on the knuckle below, the middle knuckle. And so the big ring is here in the picture I'm looking at, and then the
wow,
Pete.
That's dumb.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, I don't. I have tattoos.
They were in love.
I would. There's tattoos I'd get. Well, I wouldn't think twice about, but I wouldn't put a person's name.
I don't know.
Right,
she has
there.
Tattoos all over her body, but they are all over her hands. She's got baby doll written on the inside of a finger. She's got a heart. She's got a cloud. Wasn't the cloud also something that they got together? She's got a little, the female symbol, or possibly a balloon with a basket under it. I'm not positive. She also, man, she's a nails girl.
Yeah.
Like, the one picture, I'll hand you this in a second, Vinny. The one picture I'm looking at, she's got Chanel nails. Like, they're white with the Chanel logo and some black lines on them. Here's a shot. And then the side-by-side, you can see that she's got the Pete tattoo covered up. So I don't know if she's getting that removed.
I've seen a report that she has 24 tattoos.
24? Well, I'm looking at 6 of them on her hand.
Well, didn't she have a couple behind on her neck or behind her ear?
Oh.
She has some on her feet.
Oh. Boy, she's really...
Well, they are addicting. These little things, though, I are easily...
They look like line drawings.
Yeah, they're barely anything. Yeah. So, no big deal. I'm not into the Chanel nails, are you?
No. And they look like you couldn't touch any. I mean, she's not doing a lot
manual
of
manual labor.
Any manual labor. I mean, I was even thinking, how's she even working out with those? Like, it seems like if you put your hands around a barbell, they'd stab into the palm of your hand. They're sharp.
She's
like
20 something. She doesn't need to work out.
Come on.
I don't know. She's so skinny and in good shape.
Right.
Yeah.
Coffee and cigarettes.
Talk to me when you're 30.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, there's everything we don't even know about Pete and Ariana.
And I guess there was a report this morning, he's at his mom's house.
Oh, you know what? I actually have a very sad picture of him somewhere here.
It's super sad.
It is kind of sad. It's like, oh.
I think the picture is actually on a back page. Thing.
Well, oh, here it is. So they say here in TMZ, because TMZ is the best. Pete Davidson looks like a man down on his luck. And you can't blame him. He is down on his luck. Look at this picture of him. This is him showing up at his mom's house. Because that's where he went back to live with mom. He's all hunched over. He's got his hood pulled up over his head. And it's sad. That's the first time, by the way, he actually canceled a gig on Wednesday night.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was supposed to, I think it was like at a college or something, do a show at a college. He was like, I'm too sad.
Aw, poor guy.
Some other dude stepped in.
Well, I hope this doesn't send him over the edge.
It will.
Pull yourself together, boy.
Well, it'll be really interesting to see what they do with it on SNL, if anything, because it's been a theme this season. You know, what did you do this summer? Oh, I got engaged to Ariana Grande.
It could be the best bit they've done, if he's open to it.
Right. Yeah. Which he does seem to be a dude who just wears everything on his sleeve, so maybe. Let's see here. Boxing. I didn't think anybody cared about it really all that much anymore.
Boxing mostly is gone.
Well, the biggest deal in the history of sports just got signed, and it's some boxer dude, Canelo Alvarez. Mm-hmm. Alvarez?
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this guy. It's a 5-year, 11-fight contract with some streaming platform called DAZN. It's worth $365 million.
Wow. DAZN. I think so.
Okay, DAZN. $365 million over 5 years. The previous record holder was Giancarlo Stanton of the Yankees in 2014 when he was still with the Miami Marlins. He signed a 13 year deal worth $325 million. This is way bigger.
He's a Yankee now.
Mm. That's who he signed with. Canelo, the boxer, says, I'm humbled to be selected to lead this new vision for the sport of boxing, which will, without a doubt, be for the benefit of the fans. He has 50 wins, 1 loss, 2 draws. And the loss was Floyd Mayweather in 2013. And Canelo is saying he wants a rematch, so maybe that'll be one of the...
That would be big.
11 fights.
Mm-hmm.
Floyd was saying, and I may get to this later, Hooman loves fights and fighting. And
well,
like, oh,
fighting used to be really big. I watched it a lot.
Oh, it
and all the middleweights, Sugar Ray Leonard and Hagler and Hearns and all those guys were on. I don't even think that was pay-per-view yet. It used to be on Wide World of Sports.
I for sure used to. My dad would have the fight on.
Yeah,
or, you know,
the fight was
the pay-per-view
a
seems
thing.
Like a pretty new thing. I guess it's, well, just with the advent of
Tyson fights, I remember very... They were for sure pay-per-view.
How did you... Oh, so you would get, like, that cable channel would be available to you at that time.
And you would get it with friends and gather, right. And the thing became... He ends his fights too fast.
Mm.
Like, we have all this food and the fight's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. We're going to get loaded and eat and stuff, but...
Right.
The fight ended.
And the undercard was like, who cares?
Yeah, no, I'm even watching that.
So, the other thing about Floyd Mayweather, which I see that Hooman has had a bathroom emergency or something. I'm not sure why he's not in there.
He's doing some sound.
Oh, is he? Well, maybe he's working on the Floyd Mayweather thing right now because that guy was talking about rematching with Conor.
Uh-huh.
I think he's saying that's after this Khabib guy gets his rematch with the Khabib guy. It was hard to understand from the way it was written. They just used the pronoun he in a lot of things, so it wasn't like...
Who's he?
Right. It was like, is it Floyd Mayweather who is going to fight this Khabib guy? Whose last name is not in front of me, and I cannot possibly pull that out. Mugdamenov.
Sure.
Something like
well
that.
Well done.
Thank you. Or if it was Conor McGregor who needed to fight with him, to rematch with him before he could fight Floyd again. I'm not sure. Really, let me see if I have a short one because I just have a second here. The Conners.
Yes.
How'd it do?
It did okay. It averaged 10.6 million viewers. That might climb a bit once the DVR and delayed viewing is figured in. On the one hand, it was exactly where Roseanne left off this past spring. 10.6 million people watched the season finale, May 22nd. But it was down from last season's premiere, which attracted 18.4 million. People are saying, well, that's because Roseanne's not on the show. But last season, it was coming back after being off the air for 21 years, so that could have been the reason why. Mm-hmm.
The curiosity factor to see how they handle it without Roseanne was probably higher than... So let's see what the next week does.
Exactly.
That's the big tell.
Yep. So now that the hype and curiosity factor is gone, where is it going to settle, is what they're wondering. And listen, 10 million viewers, it's great. You're psyched if you've got a show that has 10 million viewers,
sure.
You know? So who knows how that'll end up shaking out. But anyway, the Conners are giving it the old college try.
Well, they're all pros.
Yep.
They've all been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have all the
what
ingredients
takes, right?
For magic?
And the main people on that show, they're not hurting for money either. They all have done plenty of other gigs. It's the DJ and the...
Michael Fishburne.
Right.
Yeah.
And... The Beckys and the peripheral cast members that are like, oh, please, let this work.
Well, the Beckys, one of them, Sarah Chalky, has been doing great.
She was on Scrubs.
She's always had a going gig.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah,
me
too.
She's great.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what's going on with the Conners. What's going on in the news, Vinny?
I have the way to get over a breakup.
Oh.
Like, this is the way. Science has looked into it.
Science.
And they say, here's what you do.
All right, I can't wait.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show coming up at the top of the hour. Your next chance at $1,000 in our 12K a day national contest.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Isn't that great news? There's a website where you can get everything.
That is great news, Vinny.
Including this show, right there on video for you to enjoy.
Hello. Hope you have a nice day.
Right. Go to RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. So the Mega Millions thing, it doesn't look like anyone won it.
Oh my God.
Besides that local person who I now see was a bakery shop employee at the Safeway Marina. That won almost $2 million.
Yeah.
But other than that, the Mega Millions gets pushed. So I guess the next drawing is Friday and...
What will the jackpot be?
It's now up to 900 million. So it'll go up from there, I'm sure.
Yeah, because everyone's jumping on.
Right.
Man, we bought tons of tickets yesterday.
You did?
For Powerball and for this weekend's
drawing.
Oh,
did you win?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't think we checked our...
We didn't buy
Powerball. Was...
That was last night.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to get over either.
I didn't see that anybody won, and I would think, you know, with lottery fever happening, they would have posted that.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, no, man.
I did sit down to watch a little baseball. It looks like the Dodgers are up in their series 3-2 against the Brewers. And Boston, Sarah,
up 3-1.
That's
nice.
And those
the boys
games
are psyched. They're getting into it.
They've been fun games. Mm. That's why. There's home runs and, you know, the play is exciting. So that's
called
been a good...
It a seesaw game last night.
Yeah, it's been a good series.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying it.
Good.
I mean, I would much rather see the Giants or even the A's.
Of course.
But, oh well.
Yeah.
While I'm on it, too, there's Thursday Night Football, Broncos versus the Cardinals. Seriously, try to find something to do with yourself. You don't what? Mm.
People love their football.
I know. All right, so I guess I'll tell you this one first, because this is something that we talk about forever.
Okay.
We all have had breakups. We certainly, as a radio show, we've had plenty of people write us and people say, I just broke up. I'm miserable. Thanks for kind of making me laugh, even though I feel so bad that my heart will never heal.
And on our podcast, like the bad advice,
that,
you know, half of them are about an ugly, horrible, heartbreaking breakup. So what is the trick? Tell me now.
I'm not telling you that I believe in this because I don't know that this is the correct thing, but science says it is.
Da-na-na-na.
Have you ever had a breakup? You and John have never broken up, have you?
No.
So you never had any off time from him?
No.
Where you both had to figure out, oh, I can't have this. This can't go away.
No.
Huh. Have you ever had a really bad, was Whitey the one guy that taught you about heartbreak?
Pretty bad breakup. But I was just so mad at him when we broke up that that helped me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, what did he do?
He wrote me this really nasty letter. So I wrote him back a really nasty letter too.
Letter writing?
Well, it was the 80s, Vinny.
Yeah.
That's what we did. We wrote letters.
Or called.
But he was the first one to write the letter?
He did. It was right after I got into this band, Geneva. Ding, ding, shame. We were a cover band. We toured New England. And, you know, we had right before we left, we loved each other and we'll stay together. And then I got there and I was busy and I was trying to find a job. And so I hadn't talked to him in a couple of weeks. And I don't even think we had an answering machine. So I just didn't get any calls from him. I didn't call him. And about 2 or 3 weeks after, he's like, you get that, blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Like, wrote this really nasty letter, and I wrote, and with like all this just allegations in it. And then I wrote him back and made some allegations of my own.
Oh.
And that was it. Actually, I think that was when that was not our final breakup. I take it back. I take it back. Go on, though.
According to a study out of Wayne State University.
Wayne? Pennsylvania?
No, in Detroit, actually.
Oh, okay.
They're at the forefront of love and heartbreak.
Are they?
They are. They're known for their...
love studies.
Yeah. One of the best ways to get over your ex is by doing it with them.
Do it with your ex?
Mm-hmm.
Like one last time?
Researchers say that people who had sex with their ex after a breakup were less likely to be depressed and felt better overall on a day-to-day basis.
But...
they say having sex one more time actually gives you a real sense of closure, which can help you start to move on.
Well, that's fine.
There's a problem with one more time.
There's a problem because sometimes that person's like, no, you're never banging me again.
No, the problem is it's never one more time. It's always two or three or four or five more times.
I think it's more that this person dumped me and they're not available for me to bang one more time. Wouldn't that be nice if I could bang them one more time? But they just cut me out of their life. They ghosted me. Can't bang them one more time. It's great advice if you can do it.
Well, I think in some relationships that have been around a while, it's harder to, there isn't ghosting. And most definitely, I think you can probably do it one more time. I don't know about the closure thing. I don't know. I'm just telling you what they're saying.
Yeah, well, that's good advice.
I definitely have been in those relationships where we could have done it another time.
And you didn't do it?
Well, no, because, Because
you ripped up the letter and she was all mad.
That girl was not someone we were not together. And we had broken up. I've told you that 1,000 times. That wasn't even someone
she wanted to do you one more time.
With a long time. No, she wanted to just say mean stuff because I had my priorities in order and she wasn't one of them. That's... what
the
she
nerve,
was writing.
Vincent.
Well, the nerve, right? It doesn't matter.
It matters a little.
No, the point was with that person in particular, I was like, look, I'm chasing this career thing. It's my top priority. I have no room for someone who's trying to, get
ride
into
my coattails.
I don't have.
Was it
no,
Karen?
It wasn't. No, God, no. No, me and Karen went out. We were together for a year. This girl, I'm telling you, this girl who wrote that letter.
Yeah, but you ditched her over your career.
Well, right. And that's something that I have to look back on.
So you ditched all kinds of girls over your career.
Along the way, how...
Don't rile them up.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
It's going to come over this way.
Don't wake the
monster. Any second now.
Oh, really? I'm a monster.
Not yet, you're not.
Not yet. I'll see you. I'll check in at 8 a.m.
Everyone talk really quietly.
Be calm, everyone.
Oh, my God. Listen to you. You people are nuts.
We're nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's. You know what?
You're
right, Vinny.
We're nuts. Got that right, brother.
Boy, that is. Ouch.
Anyway, I'm getting so mad right now.
Don't get mad.
Don't
I know.
Do it.
It's okay.
Why can't we stop ourselves?
Play some calm music.
Do you want me to pet your head?
Play some harps.
Oh, I'll pet your shaggy head.
No, don't. You're mad. I'm. That's supposed to
That's gonna make him happy. I tried
my God.
Jesus.
Where's the dark metal music?
It's getting hot.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Oh my this? God.
Shh, shh, shh. It's okay, Vinny. It's all right.
All right.
Anyway, according to science, you should bone that person one more time to get the closure you need, right?
Yeah. All right.
All right.
I'll do it.
You can turn the music off, you weirdo.
Okay, okay. Sure, whatever you need, whatever you want.
Happy. We're just gonna say yes to you all.
Oh my God.
So today's your day, buddy.
Yeah, you might as well ask what you want now.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, whatever you need.
What song is that?
I don't know, some song.
All right.
song. You're just making
crap up. It's a freaking Pink song. No. Whatever you want, whatever you need.
Are you singing it the right way?
No, probably not.
Doesn't sound like anything I've heard before. Yeah.
Well, we play it every other hour.
Okay. We're going to play a game.
We don't want
to
make you mad, Sarah.
Dun, 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 don't worry about me. I'm a tempest in a teapot over here.
Let's play a game.
If I ever figure that out, I'll fight back.
What?
Who knows what a tempest in a teapot
everybody
is?
Everybody knows what that is. That's it's,
oh,
it's,
hold on.
I love when what she says everybody know teapot? What that means.
Or in a
what
teacup. Tempest in a teacup.
No, I don't know.
Right. Hooman, hold on. Hooman, what's a tempest
Sarah
in a teapot?
Sarah says I never know.
Don't look
don't
it up.
Don't look it up. He's totally
looking
it up.
I already did. I already looked it up.
Oh, my God. That's what he does all the time when you ask him. He looks things
he's
up.
He's such a weasel. He's got his laptop open.
Get him!
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard the term before.
I mean,
thank
yeah,
but you.
I mean,
you didn't know what it meant,
well,
did
figure
you?
Figure it out. Think about it. I mean, it's like tempest in a tea. It's a big storm in a tiny little place. Like, it's just ineffective. You're having a, like, you're freaking out, but it doesn't matter to anyone around you.
There's a Wikipedia page dedicated to that term.
Really?
Just to that term. Because it was used in the first century BC.
Right.
Oh, first century. This has been around forever. I told you that.
Yeah. Forever, and then it went away.
No,
no
never,
one uses it
I
anymore.
I just used it.
It's all those.
It's a lyric and a song.
You just
I've
used
written.
It, but it's from all those dusty books you read.
No, right. It isn't.
Dusty anyway,
books.
The term came back in 1783. Lord
yeah,
Chancellor,
and then went away again.
No, then it keeps stayed forever.
Because they're like, that's old.
It's one of those terms that
dusty.
That the whole room dusty. Had to look up to know what it meant. Right. Is what
but
it is.
It's also one of those terms that. Is in Arabic, in Chinese, in Danish.
Everybody
Spanish,
knows it,
Finnish,
just like I said.
That's
Korean.
Why I asked the room, and we caught your boy looking it up because
yeah,
no one
boy.
Knows.
Everybody knows.
Your boy.
You can figure it out. Just see here.
We don't have time to figure things out.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah,
but we had time to look it up and spend 5 minutes on it.
Yeah, well,
all right, go on.
Anyway, it was originally called Storm in a Teacup.
All right. Mm.
Yeah, not a tempest in a teapot.
Yeah.
Well, they changed it so the letters, the sound would.
It would be an alliteration. A tempest in a teacup.
Don't, you don't have to get.
Yeah, don't start. Yeah,
don't.
Really, you're making it worse.
I'm just trying to.
How about a game?
Yeah, let's play.
Sounds fun.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a crazy day, everybody.
Yeah. It already is.
Yeah, I you know. Guys are nuts.
I know.
Oh, we're nuts.
Oh. Clearly, no
you're
one's
right.
We're
it's
nuts.
Right.
Right.
Oh,
nuts.
Right.
We're
right.
Nuts.
Okay.
We're nuts, Vinny.
We're nuts.
Go ahead. Let's
music.
Play the.
Play the music.
Don't do it. There were only 5 number one albums in all of 1984, an all time low.
Oh.
There were only 5.
Is that because Thriller was number one that
Hold
year?
Hold on.
Okay, I'm ready.
There were only 5 number one albums in all of 1984. I'm
going
to tell you. No, I'm going to tell you the albums.
Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna ask you to tell me which one was on the charts at number one for the longest.
Okay.
Okay? 5 number ones.
Here we go.
1984. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Footloose.
Oh,
soundtrack.
Boy.
Sports by Huey Lewis and the News.
Boy, big
that was
records.
Pretty big, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen's
Ooh,
Born in the USA.
Oh.
And Prince's Purple Rain.
Ooh.
Wow.
What a year.
I'm going to give you those 5 albums one more time, and you're going to tell me which one held
I already have my guess.
The I have
charts
my guess too.
For the longest. Michael Jackson's Thriller. Footloose. Sports by Huey Lewis and the News. Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA and Prince's Purple Rain. Which one was number one the longest in 1984?
I'm going to guess it's Footloose because that just seems so unlikely. I bet you the other ones were like, you know, released later in the year. I'm going to guess Footloose.
I'm going to guess Prince Purple Rain.
I'm going to guess Purple Rain too. I want to.
I think that was 85.
I would guess Purple Rain and Thriller, but I'm going to go Purple Rain.
Are you going to go Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to go Thriller.
And then Thriller second.
I'll go Thriller, Purple Rain, and Footloose.
Hooman.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, he's probably right.
That means that's right. Yeah, I'll switch.
Switch to what? What are you switching to? What is your final answer?
My final answer is MJ.
It is Thriller.
My guess is Thriller. Okay. It was Purple Rain, but I don't want to copy somebody.
Sports by Huey Lewis had 1 week on the charts.
Oh. Wow, that's
Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA had 4 weeks at number one on the charts.
Oh, boy.
Footloose had 10 weeks on the charts at number one.
All right, guys, it's between the two.
Oh, you said Footloose.
I said no, but you said Thriller?
No, I said Thriller.
Purple Rain,
and you said Thriller. Okay.
Purple Rain was number one for 22 weeks and won the year. As Michael Jackson's Thriller only had 15 weeks, and Prince's Purple Rain had 22.
That's humongous. Damn. Both of those are just amazing.
Sports only had 1 week.
I know.
Whatever. Those guys, I mean, talk about doing way better than you should have. Nothing against Huey Lewis, but they were huge.
I just feel like they were all over MTV.
They were.
You know?
They would have been so longer than 1 week. Ridiculously huge. Mm-hmm. And you could stop any one of their videos at any moment and go, them?
It was cute. It was campy.
I know, but you know what I mean? Like,
Those were like, they were like the Hootie and the Blowfish of 1984.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know? Like inoffensive, good songs.
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere.
Yes.
For a long time there in the 80s. Like, he made his money. He certainly
does. Sure. Yeah. They had a couple big albums, too. Right, it wasn't just sports.
Unfortunately, he has problems with his voice now, right?
And his hearing.
Yeah. I
think you did a story that he went deaf.
He couldn't hear. He had to cancel concerts. Remember that?
I do vaguely remember
that. Maybe it was earlier this year.
That happens, you know. A lot of these rockers wind up, you know.
One of my friends is friends with him, and she said she went to see him, and he was just so depressed because of his hearing. Huey,
your friend said that?
That's what she told me. Yeah, she goes, I went to visit him, and because the story was everywhere, we did it, and then. She's just like, he doesn't know what to do. You know, when you lose your hearing, that's it, right?
Well,
as a musician.
I mean, as a golfer, I'm sure he's fine. He'll golf his little heart out.
But someone yells four and he gets clunked in the head. I mean, it's not going to be that guy's fault.
I think you see everyone going, the international, holy crap, duck. I mean, he'll be fine.
So in April, it was reported he canceled all his concerts. He says, I've been deaf for 4 months.
Oh, God.
That's an interview.
You know what, though? We hear that, and then all of a sudden, The Who is touring again, and Pete Townsend's fine. So, and more.
He has really soft in-ears.
Whatever. They seem to give it a little time. Don't be hasty. Mm. That Brian Johnson guy, was it his hearing that went out from AC/DC?
Yeah.
They're currently making another album. Mm. He's singing another album for AC/DC. I don't know if he'll get to tour it. Don't roll your eye. That's AC/DC you're rolling your eye at.
Can't stand any AC/DC that doesn't have Bon Scott in it. That one album.
Yes, you can.
Back in Black is the one album.
It's one of the best albums ever made.
Yeah, that's good. Should have been Bon on that one.
Yeah, well, sorry. He didn't, you know.
Live long enough.
It's not Brian Johnson's fault.
It's not, but he's just not he's not a good singer. He's great on that album. I'll give you that.
Huey, in an interview, said, the final time I walked on stage, it sounded like there was a jet engine going on. I knew something was wrong. I couldn't find the pitch. Everything was distorted. It was a nightmare, a cacophony.
Oh poor thing. That's
what do you do?
Awful.
Do you just cancel right there, or do you try?
I guess he tried. Sounds like he tried. Awful.
I also heard that he was working on a musical.
Oh.
And I think he did one show in San Diego. That's kind of where, right around when they announced his hearing loss. But I was hoping it was going to become something, you know.
That's such a tragedy.
I'm not going to say like Green Day.
You're saying it was based on
American
Idiot.
Yeah. But something around those.
But he's writing it, not performing it.
Right.
Okay. Well, that could be nice for him.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 925 says, insecure guy, know of any Pete Davidson is borderline bipolar, which can be far worse than someone who is straight up bipolar. Working in a psych department, borderlines are the worst. So manipulative.
Oh.
From the bombing in front of her concert to Mac Miller to Pete Davidson, poor Ariana, she needs to find someone not broken and stop trying to fix people. Work on yourself, girl.
Yeah.
She needs to not be with anyone.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird that people, like, just...
Well, we like to hook up. You know, she's young. Huh?
Well, she can hook up. You don't have to go marriage route and tattoo route 2 weeks in.
Right.
Crying out loud.
They're, no, just, they're all in people. No, she. I agree. She doesn't have to, but clearly there's something in her that makes her do that. Maybe she'll learn from this. Maybe she won't.
415 says, Scott in his underwear? Really? That old hag?
Oh, don't be such a little bitch about
up.
It.
See, this is how Vinny gets in trouble and gives Scott the wrong impression. Or is he? What?
Giving him the wrong impression? No, you're not. We all know you have a deep-seated love for Scott.
What?
Just love. You love him.
What is this? They just make up stuff about Vinny break?
You don't love Scott?
No, I do love Scott.
I just said that.
Well, not in...
And how would I make... I didn't say that you loved him in the man wants to do the man way.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what
As
I thought
friend.
You were getting at.
I said, do you love him?
Well, I thought you meant, you know, in the love on him type mm-hmm. way.
The make love all over him way?
Right, not that mm-hmm. way.
No.
I don't...
Hey, everybody, coming up in the celebrity trash. Of all the richest celebrities, who do we hate the most?
A
big poll. It's nice.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.